I'm quite sure the Lord has a plan for when we decide to step aside. And that is the prayer, really, that we're praying at the moment for Emmanuel Hospice, for our successors, for whoever's going to take over to run this place, and maybe other places, you know. I can't see why there should not be Emmanuel Houses throughout Ireland and different services, different healing services throughout the country. I cannot see why not. And maybe that's for the next generation to come and do that. But I really feel houses like this or houses of prayer like this should be raised up throughout the country.
For the bishops?
Well, as Bishop Cassidy, Lord have mercy, said to the founder of Emmanuel House, Michael Cullen, thank God the laity are pushing the bishop today, or the bishops today. And it was a lay movement. And very often, if it's the work of the Holy Spirit, and the lay person inspired by the Holy Spirit to do this work, or set up a house of prayer, it'll also, the bishop will also be inspired. God will not send us on a wild goose chase, and he will not send us outside our church either. So the Lord works, we work within the church, and we are very blessed here to have our bishop, Bishop Kirby, for the last 29 years in this centre for us, or for Lucy and I. But I'm quite sure the Lord has a plan. We don't know the plan. We'd love to know it. But then, if we knew everything, we'd be all gods. So we're not gods. So we have to come and depend on him. And just to say, that explain that to you in some way. A few weeks ago, I was awakened at 3 in the morning. Or I woke at 3 in the morning. And this gentle voice of the Holy Spirit spoke and said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I was a bit pondered for a while. I was a bit taken by it. But I woke again at 6. And that voice of the Spirit spoke again and said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So I know where that piece of scripture is. It's in John 15, which is a marvelous piece of scripture. And I'm well aware of that we can do nothing without the power of the Holy Spirit working with us. I'm well aware of that. But when you hear that call within your spirit, it challenges us to pray more, to really unite ourselves to the heart of Jesus. And of course, we're blessed here in Emmanuel House to have the Eucharist, that we can go and spend time with Jesus, alone with him. And I suppose that image that he uses is the mountain. And we think of St. Patrick climbing Croagh Patrick. He went up the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights and prayed and fasted to encounter the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we have many pieces in the Bible, especially the healing of the man with leprosy. When he was coming down from the mountain, what was Jesus doing up the mountain? He was praying to his Father. So in all of this, we are challenged as a church today in Emmanuel House to go up the mountain alone with God to hear what the Lord is saying to us. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us? And of course, that has to be all discerned by the community of Emmanuel House.
Do you yourself get tired? I mean, really tired? How do you handle, I suppose, is the question. Because this is unrelenting. This is a non-stop ministry you've been running with for the past 29 years. Isn't that right?
29 years. I don't think I've ever actually missed a service 29 years. If I've taken a break, it's okay for a break or something like that. But I actually have never missed a service inside the centre, outside the centre in 29 years.
You seem to be incredibly well able to tackle and deal with and just get on with life. That's really the question.
Well, I suppose, like everything else, God gives you the shoulders to bear the cross you're going to carry. But apart from that, is at the end of the day, it's God's problem. It's his church. It's his people. And all you can do is go in his name and pray in his name. And the Lord sends situations, we have to be very wise to know where it's coming from. But we're not carrying the cross for Jesus. He carried that cross. And he loves his people. So I don't actually get, I know I get annoyed when I see, I don't get annoyed, that's not the right word to use. I can get torn in my heart when I see a young family losing their father and mother. And I was at a funeral last Sunday of a 30-something-year-old girl, a young girl, beautiful girl, that I knew very well, that just dropped dead. And yes, you're human, you feel that, but you have to stand back. Say, Lord, where are you in this situation? What plan have you got in this situation? What good are you going to bring out of it? Because the Lord knows what he's doing. We go back to the children of Fatima. I'm quite sure the two little children's parents must have been devastated when those little children died at a very, very tender age. And still, what are today the great saints in heaven? So we don't know, so we have to stand back. You use the word of God, you use the wisdom that God gives you, or the knowledge he inspires us on the day, and then you have to say, Lord, it's your problem now. I can't deal with this. This is not, I can't handle this. And we have to hand it over.
Apart from such a devastating event, which obviously saddened you greatly, is there anything else that's actually over those years, those 29 years, that have really, really wrenched you?
Yes. The last referendum on the abortion. If the poor people knew what they were doing, if they understood, I think, I wonder did they understand that they're actually voting to kill babies, would they have voted that way? But in some way they were blinded. And I'm sure before each one voted yes in that referendum, he's down to die and leaves this world, I'm sure their conscience will ponder them. Because that, to me, is one of the most horrific acts of evil that any country could perform, is to kill a baby in the womb. And I'm not talking about poor mothers who find themselves in this situation. I'm talking about us as a nation who actually could sit down and ponder and mark a paper for yes. It's beyond me. And you know what frightens me most of all? After each person who voted yes is dead and gone, there's some great intervention by God, their yes is still living on, murdering babies. That's what grieves my heart. It grieves my heart to think that it's okay to come to communion on Sunday morning after voting yes. It's not okay. This, to me, is very, very serious. This is an attack on the most innocent of our society, the baby in the womb. You know, I have a few sheep. I just have a few sheep to eat the grass around this place, that's all. And I have a little pastime. And if I lose a lamb, I'm annoyed. Did I neglect this little lamb or sheep? I see a calf, I'm wrong with it. I don't have calves, but it hate to see anything wrong with a little animal, a bird. I wouldn't touch a bird's nest if we're doing something. You see a nest, you wouldn't tell anybody, you leave it there to protect that little nest. And then on the other side, we voted yes to kill babies. That was my great pain. That's the pain of my heart.